This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne, who's on vacation. Members of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, will make another effort today to persuade Iran to suspend part of its nuclear program. However, they're not expected to immediately refer the issue to the UN Security Council. Iran resumed work at its uranium processing plant this week, ending a voluntary 8-month freeze. Iran says it needs an independent nuclear industry to provide electricity, but Western nations fear the program is a front for the covert production of nuclear weapons. The BBC's Kerry Skyring is in Vienna. First of all, did Iran's action in restarting the program catch the IAEA by surprise?
I think it did, but perhaps what was more surprising was the way in which Iran rejected the European Union package of incentives, which was designed to have them end this nuclear enrichment program. They had just presented that package of incentives, and it was basically thrown back, and the European Union was told this is insulting, and at the same time Iran was starting up the uranium conversion process at Isfahan.
Are the IAEA members having any kind of problem formulating a common response to what Iran is doing?
No. Diplomats have told me that there is quite a strong feeling within the board that Iran should be rebuked. It's just a matter of how strongly worded is the rebuke to Iran and the consequences that it threatens. But even the non-aligned nations, while they take Iran's side, more or less, on this, I'm told, at an individual level, are quite concerned at some of Iran's actions.
But they're not yet prepared to take it to the Security Council?
Not at this point. They do say that they need time to formulate that position, that there's a lot of diplomacy. This is the strongest punishment, if you like, that the IAEA Board of Governors can use. So they need time to talk to all members of the board and move towards that position. Now, that could take place as early as the 3rd of September, when another meeting will be called and a report will be given to the IAEA Board by their Director General, Mohammed El Baradei. So not this week, but perhaps within a month.
Now, one of the problems, of course, is that Iran is doing nothing illegal, nothing against international law. Isn't that right?
Yes, and this is why some members of the IAEA board are reluctant to report Iran to the Security Council. But the EU and the United States say that on the basis of past performance during 18 years when Iran concealed parts of its nuclear program, on the basis of that, they have the legal basis to report it to the Security Council. It could also go to a vote eventually when it comes to referral to the United Nations Security Council. It does seem that there would be a majority prepared to back that.
The BBC's Kerry Skyring is in Vienna. Thanks very much.
Thank you.